Just ahead here on KUAC, we kick off National Poetry Month with readings of the winning poems in the statewide poetry contest and a conversation with the literary arts coordinator for the Fairbanks Arts Association, Natalie Taylor, about the contest. The first place winners visited the KUAC studios last month to record their poems, and they are Darcy Meisel, winner in the elementary division, Katie Masterman, winner in the middle school division, Taya McLeod, winner in the high school division, and winner of the adult division, Sushila Kira. Natalie Taylor, a literary arts coordinator for the Fairbanks Art Association. Thanks for making this happen with the poetry contest winners.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
They've all come in and pre-recorded their winning poetry. How many years has this contest been going on? Do you know?
This is the 22nd year.
And there's four age categories?
Yes, adult, high school, middle school, and elementary.
And about how many entries do you get for each category in a given year or this year?
This year we've had a total of over 200 entries. Most of those are in the adult categories, but it kind of varies every
All
year.
All from Fairbanks or from Alaska in general?
Alaska in general. We've got entries from as far away as Lake Kenai, Kodiak, Homer, Petersburg, Glen Allen, Juneau, all over the place. So
when you're submitting your poem and you win, that means that you've won a statewide contest.
Yes, we've won statewide. Our judge, James Englehart, he did a blind reading, so he had no idea who anybody was or where they were from, so you're the winner of the state.
How do you choose who is going to be the judge every year? Is it a different judge every year, or do you have the same judge, James Englehart, this year? But
it's different every year. We have a literary arts committee that meets a few times a year, and we get their input on who we want to judge the contest each year. And that committee is kind of made up with community members who are active in the literary community.
And do these winners get to read their poetry in front of a crowd?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
On April 16th in the Bear Gallery, all of the winners, first place, second place, and third place, will read their winning poems in the Bear Gallery on April 16th at 7 p.m. And that's free and open to the public, so anybody can come and watch and support these poets.
For this broadcast, we're having just the first place winners because they had to come here to the KUAC studios to read those. And it was great to have the first place winners all come in and share their poems in their own voices.
Yeah, they were all really excited about that. And I'm excited to hear them. All of us are at Fairbanks Arts Association.
Well, that's what we're going to do next here on KUAC.
I'm Darcy Meisel. I'm in fifth grade and I go to Pearl Creek Elementary. Streetlight. Shining, flickering, dark, resolutely trying to speak words without sound, buzzing, words forming, bulb flickers, darkens, shadows overtake, last words, desperate silence, the world darkens.
My name is Katie Masterman. I'm 14 years old and I go to Barnett Magnet School. Silent Symphony. Here, at the top of the world, silence is our symphony. Black and white shapes swang to the music of the wind. Darkness follows after too short a song. Eventually, slowly, the light returns. You can leave the silent theater with this cacophony of silence. A new symphony begins.
My name is Taya McLeod, and I go to Lathrop High School in Fairbanks. Wish upon a star. This morning, the wind in my hair, dark morning glow waking up around me, a star flew. So small in the brightening sky, just a trail of sparks, leaving a mark across the canvas of the sky. With a smile of hope and a wish in my heart, I laid my dreams on that star, flying like a bird across the sky.
This is Sushila Kara, first place in the adult division of the statewide poetry contest. The title of my poem is Talks All Morning. The large window frames the forest outside the infusion center, bereft of color except for a line of somber green spruces. Large flakes, slowly empty from the gray above, land on black, naked branches. My husband sits in a chair against the wall, reading, reminding me often that he loves me. A flock of birds suddenly speckles the sky, alights on a tree as silhouettes, clearly wax wings. I search the woods for something orange, or fantastically a red flick of kimono, a light to shine the way out.
You can hear all the winners give readings on April 16th at 7 p.m. in the Bear Gallery as part of the Fairbanks Arts Association's Literary Reading Series. Event's Master of Ceremonies will be 2014 through 2016 Alaska State Writer Laureate Frank Seuss. More information about the reading series and the event is at fairbanksarts.org.